It's the June Employee Plus sale at Moran Blue Water Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler. Right now, you'll get employee pricing plus all available rebates on new Jeep and Ram models. Drive off in a rugged Ram or explore more in a brand new Jeep. See them on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at BlueWaterCDJR.com.
All right, yes, indeed, it is Tuesday morning, 8:44 our time. We know that healthcare costs continue to rise, and it's a real problem for all of us, particularly for business owners who are trying to provide healthcare for their workers. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about why these costs continue to go up, the board chair, National Alliance of Healthcare Purchaser Coalitions, president and CEO of the Economic Alliance for Michigan, Brett Jackson. Brett, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
I appreciate you joining us. Hospital pricing practices are a big concern. How come?
Well, according to the University of Michigan, hospital services, the prices for those services has increased 243% since 2000. That's twice as much as what child care is costing people. It's almost three times as much as the cost for food at the grocery store. So that's why we're really concerned about it, especially here in Michigan.
And, of course, hospital pricing drives up costs for employers and local businesses too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, for every dollar that your employer has to spend on health insurance for you and your family, that's one less dollar that they can give you in you know, increased wages or a raise next year for new employees to help you out and do your job. So, you know, it's really forcing people to cut back, employers to cut back. But and then again, for every dollar you're paying in increased insurance premiums out of your pocket, that's less money you have to take care of your family.
So how does this affect health premiums and ultimately wages?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, as if your employer is spending more money on health care, they're spending less on you. And that that really hits the bottom line because, you know, as these hospital prices increase, you know, if you go to the hospital, you pay a percentage of that price. And so when hospital prices increase, the percentage you pay goes up as well. So it's taking money out of your pocket and it's frankly putting money in theirs.
Why are these prices going up, Brett?
Well, hospitals are utilizing tactics like marking up medicines, pocketing government discounts, exploiting tax breaks, all to pad their bottom line. So we need policymakers to step in and restore competition, increase transparency, and end pricing abuses that are crushing businesses and working families.
How do these pricing practices affect, rural communities, places that don't have as much access to health care?
Yeah, we're seeing, especially up near you in the Thumb, there's some real rural hospitals that are really struggling and need help. What's happening, we're seeing in other parts of the state, is these large corporate health systems are buying rural hospitals. They're closing down certain service lines like labor and delivery. And so, you know, northern Michigan, women are having to drive like 2 hours to deliver babies. And that's a safety issue. It's a quality issue. And frankly, they're scared that something bad is going to happen as they try to get to a facility to deliver their child.
So you say the answer is it may be more regulation, more oversight of this, huh?
Well, I do think more oversight and policies to increase competition. We're not talking about, you know, government mandating prices or anything. We want to restore competition in the market, provide transparency so people can really understand what they're paying for, and maybe even, you know, make different choices before they go to the hospital. So we think these things can be accomplished with policy, but, you know, we're not asking for the heavy hand of government to come in and try to fix the problem, you know, on a macro level or a micro level.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in a perfect world, what would be the fix? What would be the best thing to happen to help even out this pricing?
Yeah, I just think we need to rein in unchecked hospital pricing power preventing them from marking up prices and pocketing discounts that are meant for vulnerable patients, and some predatory debt collection practices. You know, there's a lot of times where hospitals are going after people and driving them into bankruptcy, and that doesn't help anybody.
We're talking with Brett Jackson with Economic Alliance for Michigan. Where can people go for more information? Can arm themselves with some more facts?
They can visit the website hospitalpricingabuse.org and get more information and maybe join us in trying to pressure policymakers to help fix these problems.
All right. Take a look. Brett, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.